This is Dr. Ali dictating a progress note, patient name. Cipel, S-I-P-P-L-E, Cipel, Mary, M-A-R-Y, Louise, L-O-U-I-S-E, Cipel, Mary, Louise, place, Franklin Wood, Genesis, Nursing Rehab, Franklin Wood, Genesis, Nursing Rehab, date of service, 10-8-2023. This is a follow-up visit. Subjective, a patient seen today for follow-up. As was reported by the nursing staff, that patient is having dysuria and burning in urination. I came to see the patient. She's lying on the bed. She's complaining of discomfort during urination and significant burning for the last few days, but today was getting worse. Patient thinks she may have a UTI. She denies any fever chills, no nausea, no vomiting. Past medical history, she has a chronic AFib, hyperlipidemia, chronic leg edema, diverticulitis, leg cellulitis, history of ulcerative colitis, history of fall at home resulting in right arm trauma with the right proximal humeral fracture, and was seen by orthopedic, her recommended conservative management. River system, no headache, no dizziness, no sore throat, pulmonary, no cough, no congestion, cardiac, no chest pain, GI, no vomiting, musculoskeletal, chronic edema in the leg, and dermatitis in the right lower extremity, neuro, no syncope, genital urinary, complaining of dysuria and burning urination. Physical exam, patient is awake, alert, cooperative, blood pressure 110 over 67, pulse 68, temperature 98.2 Fahrenheit, respiration 18. Next up is AVD, chest non-tender, no wheezing, heart SMS2, abdomen soft, non-tender bowel sound positive, right extremity. She used to have a sling, but that has been taken off, and she's doing some therapy work, and she has a limited range of motion on the right arm, and both lower extremity. She has a chronic edema, and the dermatitis changes more prominent in the right than the left. Neuro, she's awake and alert. Assessment number one, dysuria. Next line, suspected UTI. Next line, chronic AFib. Next line, chronic leg edema. Next line, history of ulcerative colitis. Next line, status post recent right arm. Paroxysmal humeral fracture. Next line, history of chronic diarrhea. She has been on Lomotil, L-O-M-O-T-A-L, PRN, and Imodium PRN, and currently no more diarrhea. Next line, hypertension. Next line, ambulatory dysfunction. Next line, generalized weakness. Next line, plan of care. I have ordered the urine analysis stat today. Also, we'll get CBC. And a CMP tomorrow. I have reviewed all the medications, care plan discussed with the patient, and also have discussed the care plan with the patient daughter. She called me, and I have discussed with her the detailed plans. And if the dysuria persists, I have discussed with the nursing staff and start patient on Ceftinir, C-E-F-D-I-N-I-R, Ceftinir, 300 milligram BID. To complete 7 days course. And the meantime, we'll follow the urine culture report also. This is the end of the education. Thank you.